Part 1.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. People hang wet clothes outside in order to dry them on sunny days. 1. People hang wet clothes outside in order to dry them on sunny days.
2. My father and I play tennis once a week. It's good exercise. 2. My father and I play tennis once a week. It's good exercise.
3. It's important to keep a balanced diet, isn't it? 3. It's important to keep a balanced diet, isn't it?
4. Tourist attractions are always crowded with thousands of visitors during the holidays. 4. Tourist attractions are always crowded with thousands of visitors during the holidays.
5. Nowadays, it's always difficult for people to park their cars in busy streets in Shanghai. 5. Nowadays, it's always difficult for people to park their cars in busy streets in Shanghai.
6. Don't you see that sign? It says no smoking. 6. Don't you see that sign? It says no smoking.
5. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Alice, I'm going to the supermarket. What fruit would you like me to get for you, apples or pears?
Neither, Dad. I'd really like oranges.
Okay.
Question. What fruit will Dad buy for Alice?
请再听一遍。
Alice, I'm going to the supermarket. What fruit would you like me to get for you, apples or pears?
Neither, Dad. I'd really like oranges.
Okay.
Question. What fruit will Dad buy for Alice? Eight.I hear you went abroad last week.
Yes, I had a wonderful time.
Tell me something about your trip.
We spent 2 days in Italy, 3 in Germany, and another 3 in France.
Question. How many days did the man stay abroad?
请再听一遍。
I hear you went abroad last week.
Yes, I had a wonderful time.
Tell me something about your trip.
We spent 2 days in Italy, 3 in Germany, and another 3 in France.
Question. How many days did the man stay abroad? 9. How do you go to work, David?
I live near my work, so I usually walk to work, but I take a bus on rainy days. What about you, Lucy?
Well, I often ride my bicycle to go to work. It's good exercise.
Question. How does David usually go to work?
请再听一遍。
How do you go to work, David?
I live near my work, so I usually walk to work, but I take a bus on rainy days. What about you, Lucy?
Well, I often ride my bicycle to go to work. It's good exercise.
Question. How does David usually go to work? Ten. Of the two cars we saw today, which do you prefer, Sally?
I think the white one is prettier and it's cheaper, but the black one has larger space inside. And most of all, it has a more powerful engine, so I like it better.
Question. Why does Sally like the black car better than the white car?
请再听一遍。
Of the two cars we saw today, which do you prefer, Sally?
I think the white one is prettier and it's cheaper, but the black one has larger space inside. And most of all, it has a more powerful engine, so I like it better.
Question. Why does Sally like the black car better than the white car? 11. Mrs. Johnson, you must take 2 pills every 4 hours without fail. And don't forget to finish the bottle.
Don't worry, Mr. Smith. I want to get well as quickly as I can.
Question. Who might these 2 speakers be?
请再听一遍。
Mrs. Johnson, you must take 2 pills every 4 hours without fail. And don't forget to finish the bottle.
Don't worry, Mr. Smith. I want to get well as quickly as I can.
Question. Who might these 2 speakers be?
12. A table for 2, please. By the window, if possible.
This way, please. Here is the menu.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
请再听一遍。
A table for 2, please. By the window, if possible.
This way, please. Here is the menu.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
13. The room was so warm and the lecture was so boring that I almost fell asleep.
How about a cup of coffee?
Sounds great.
Question. What will the 2 speakers probably do?
请再听一遍。
The room was so warm and the lecture was so boring that I almost fell asleep.
How about a cup of coffee?
Sounds great.
Question. What will the 2 speakers probably do? 14. Where did you have dinner last night?
Oh, we went to Sunny Seafood Restaurant.
What did you think of the food there?
Well, the price is right, but the food isn't anything to speak of.
Question. What did the man mean?
请再听一遍。
Where did you have dinner last night?
Oh, we went to Sunny Seafood Restaurant.
What did you think of the food there?
Well, the price is right, but the food isn't anything to speak of.
Question. What did the man mean?
15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
One day, I took my gun, left my house, and went into the forest. It was a big forest.And there were many animals living in it. When I was walking in the forest, I found a fat and strong deer standing under a pine tree. I bent down, picked up my gun, and aimed at the deer. Suddenly, the deer saw me, But something strange happened. The deer did not run away. It looked at me calmly. However, from the eye contact, I knew it was begging me not to kill it. Suddenly, the deer got on its knees. Its big eyes were full of tears. I was moved, but I did not forget I was a hunter. Hunting was my task. I pulled the trigger. The deer fell down. The next day, I found a fawn in the deer's belly. I was surprised and suddenly understood the tears in its eyes. It was not begging for its own life, but for its babies. I buried the deer, the fawn, and the gun that killed them. I promised not to hunt again. I started to ask people to protect animals because they have their love as well.
请再听一遍。
One day, I took my gun, left my house, and went into the forest. It was a big forest, and there were many animals living in it. When I was walking in the forest, I found a fat and strong deer standing under a pine tree. I bent down, picked up my gun, and aimed at the deer. Suddenly, the deer saw me, but something strange happened. The deer did not run away. It looked at me calmly. However, from the eye contact, I knew it was begging me not to kill it. Suddenly, the deer got on its knees. Its big eyes were full of tears. I was moved, but I did not forget I was a hunter. Hunting was my task. I pulled the trigger. The deer fell down. The next day, I found a fawn in the deer's belly. I was surprised and suddenly understood the tears in its eyes. It was not begging for its own life, but for its babies. I buried the deer, the fawn, and the gun that killed them. I promised not to hunt again. I started to ask people to protect animals because they have their love as well.
D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文，完成下列句子。每空格限填一词。
Once a group of fishermen went out to sea. They hoped to catch enough fish and make a better living. Their captain was an old and wise fisherman. He always guided them well. At sea, the fishermen spread their large net into the water. When they pulled out the net, it was empty. This happened about 2 or 3 more times, and the fishermen almost lost heart, but their captain advised them to keep trying. Once again, the fishermen spread their net. It felt heavy when they pulled it out, but there were only some small fish, wood and seaweed in the net. When they were about to sink the net back into the water, their captain said, "Empty the net, throw it back into the sea, and try once again." When the fishermen emptied the net on the boat, they found a box. There were gold coins and gems in the box. The captain shared them with all the fishermen, and everyone went home happily. The fisherman's story tells us that we must not leave any work unfinished if we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor.
请再听一遍。
Once a group of fishermen went out to sea. They hoped to catch enough fish and make a better living. Their captain was an old and wise fisherman. He always guided them well. At sea, the fishermen spread their large net into the water. When they pulled out the net, it was empty. This happened about 2 or 3 more times, and the fishermen almost lost heart, but their captain advised them to keep trying. Once again, the fishermen spread their net. It felt heavy when they pulled it out. But there were only some small fish, wood and seaweed in the net. When they were about to sink the net back into the water, their captain said, "Empty the net. Throw it back into the sea and try once again." When the fishermen emptied the net on the boat, they found a box. There were gold coins and gems in the box. The captain shared them with all the fishermen, and everyone went home happily. The fisherman's story tells us that we must not leave any work unfinished if we want to enjoy the fruits of our labour.